Chulin Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet. We learned, wasn't so mufurish, but we explained the Mishnah Aleph by the first case of Behem Amakasha Leilid, that if there's a Hoytsoas Hayad, even though Be'etzim, the Uber that's B'mei Imoy, is Nichlal in the Shechita Soim, but the Aver that was Yotzo, even though it does not create a Leido, but Al Kaparim has a Shem Trefa, Bosu Basoda Trefa Leisa Chelut Yotzim Michitzosoy. The Mishnah now is Moisif on that definition. Behem Amakasha Leilid, V'hoytzi Uber is Yodoy, the Uber was Moitzi Yodoy, V'chatocho, and the Aver was cut off because of Behem Amakasha Leilid, to make the lady easier, it cut off the Aver, as we've been discussing. So the hand was cut off, V'achakach Shochat Es Imoy. After that, the mother was Shechted. That means the mother was Shechted, and the Vlad that's inside is Nichlal and the Shechita, so I'm like we said. The Aver, that was Yotza Koidim, the Maisa was cut off. It was cut off from something that's considered alive. The Uber that's B'mei Imoy is alive. What do we call an Aver that's cut off of a live animal? We call it Aver Menachai. Now, something we haven't seen till now, but it's Nizbar over here, and it'll be Nizbar later on, is the fact that an Aver that's Porash Mina Behemo Hachayo, which has the din of Aver Menachai, is also Metamek Kinevelo. Same an animal that dies is metama, v'mago v'maso, and Aver also has that din, even though the issu is a different issu. A goy l'moshul is also v'Aver Menachai, is not also v'nevelo. But the lumdus is somewhat similar. It's an animal or part of an animal without shchita. So in Hilchis Tumah, even though there's a chilch gabi the issu v'heter, but in Hilchis Tumah it's the same gather. Now this Aver that was cut off of a live balchai, so it's Aver Menachai, it's metame. L'chayra, naturally, as the Aver is being cut off, it's still hanging on by a thread at that last millisecond when it's being cut off. It should be metame b'maga, the rest of the uber that's inside the mei imoy. And that should also be not a nevelo, but it should be that it came into contact with the nevelo, Aver Menachai, which has the tumah of nevelo, and should become tame. Why is Habasator? The answer to that is because the Uber B'me'im is considered a live animal, and something that's alive is not Makabal Tumah. So the same way if a person would chop a leg off a live animal, the leg now at the point of amputation becomes Tomei, and by an Odom L'Marshal it's Metam B'Tumas Meis, by a Behem it's Metam B'Tumas Nevela B'Mago B'Maso. At the last point of contact, the rest of the animal does not become Tomei because it's alive. Live animals are not Makabal Tumah. Over here, the chiddush is that even if the uber b'mei ha'em is dead already, since l'maisa, as we've learned previously, when the mother is shechted, the flesh of the uber that was meis b'mei ha'em is nichlal d'shchita, it's considered part of a live organism, and therefore it's also considered a chai. So when the aver is nechtach, it's being nechtach from a chai, the chai that's inside, even if the embryo is dead, it's still alive because it's nichlal. Like we said, in a live animal, is not makabel tumah. Calls a nichnas into what the Mishnah says, habosator. However, the uber stuck an aver out, stuck its leg out. Lemaisa, they shechted the mother because the behema was going to die. So it's about to die. He chaptos, in order for the mother to not be in a veil, he shechted the mother quickly. And at that point, the Aver was still connected to the Uber. This needs an explanation. What this means is that the heter of the Shechita of the mother, which included all of the Uber that was still B'me'er, did not include the Aver. The Aver that stuck its hand out previously is not Nichlal anymore in the heter of Shechita Soim. That being said, when it's cut off, it is a Aver Menachai, if the Uber is still alive, or in the case that we said before, where the Uber, the B'mei Ima, had died already. The Uber, the dead flesh inside the mother, is Nichlal Neshchita Soim, but the Aver, the leg that went out, is not Nichlal. So what is it? It's Bosa that's being cut off from a live animal. And it's not Nichlal Neshchita that was Chal on the rest of the Uber, so it's Aver Menachai. That being said, whether it's Aver Menachai or it's Nevela, the Mishnah calls that Habosa Maga Nevela. The rest of the Uber, now at the last millisecond of attachment, comes into contact with the Nevela, with something that has Tumas Nevela. whether it's Basar Chai or it's Basar Menameis, it's coming into contact with Magen Avela. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the way Reb Meir learns. V'chachomim oimrim, no. The fact that the leg of the animal that was Porash Mimei Imo is not Nichal L'Shchita, the mother, is just a limud. Like we said, the Lashon the Pasuk, Basar Basadah Trefa Le'Sachelu, Basar becomes Mutu when it's Bimchitzosa, not Basadah. The leg of this Uber that was Yotza Mimei Imo is not Nichal, but that it's part of the animal. So the shechita of the mother, which is matir the vlad, avada is a shechita on the leg. It's just that the shechita doesn't help to be matired by achila, which is the way we explain the din of treifa. This is one of the outstanding rayas, that shechita's treifa, and the animal that's a treifa is only also by achila, but it's not, it doesn't have tumas nevela, that's not just stamadin that's also by achila. The pshat is the same way Nevela doesn't have shechita. A treifa is missing in the shechita. The quality of the shechita. The shechita is not matir b'achila, but it's moitzim in the Nevela. So over here also, the Torah is mechadish that the eva sheyotzem and mechitzas imoy is not nichlal in the shechita soem, but it's part of the uber to be nichlal in the shechita soem, but it's not hoyoloi to be matir b'achila, but it's still moitziatoi midei Nevela. And the Mishnah expounds on this. Mamatzinu b'treifa sheshchitoso mitaroso. The same way by treifa, the shchita is mitarit. The shchita is enough to be matarit, to be moitziit mitumo, even though it's not matarit la'achila. Av shchita's behemo, even though there's a din that it's not matarit la'achila, titaros o'eva. Om lehem reb meir loy, I don't agree with the tzushta. Im tiaro shchita's treifa, oise dove shegufo. Shchita's treifa, the animal itself, has a shchita. It's all part of the animal. So it's all part of the animal. The shchita is mo'el al kaponim lohitziyato midei nevelo. Do we say from there that titar es o'ever dove she'ene gufo? That should be mitar the aver. We just defined the aver, basa basa the treifa, that it went out of the me'imo. It's not part of the mother. So that means it's moitzi, this is Rameh's understanding, that it's moitzi from being called part of the uber that's b'mei imoy. So it's not considered duchelik migufo. If it's not considered duchelik migufo, the shchita doesn't help at all to be metairit. Minayim l'trefa sheshchitosim tarosa. How do you know that by trefa it's not metame? That means let's play devil's advocate a second. Let's say maybe not. Maybe taka by trefa, since there's something missing in the shchita, it taka blibes in avalance, taka tome. How do you know sheshchitosim tarosa? Shebehema tmeo asuro b'achilo. A behemoth tmeo is also b'achilo. Af treif also b'achilo. The same by behemoth tmeo, even if you shecht it, since there's no din to be matir b'achilo, so then the shechita is nothing. It's meaningless. And a behemoth tmeo that has an exact ma'aseh shechita across the two simonim, l'ma'aseh, when the animal is dead, it's an avela. So say treif also. Torah made an issur achilo. The Torah said that it does not have a heter shechita. If it doesn't have a heter shechita, the shechita is nothing. It's an avela. Who says that? Zogt ma behemet tme in shchitos mitaroso. Maybe you'll learn out taka that behemet tme the same way, but over there in shchitos mitaroso after eveloi titaro in shchitoso. Loi, that avada na. That means if you want to shtel tzu that things that don't have a heter achila are all the same and they're all at the end of the day, if there's no heter achila, then there has to be a tumas nevelo also. That's not tzu shtel. Ima marto be behemet tme yo. Shalahoysa lo shas hakoshim. It never had any din. It's not the type of animal that becomes mutter. So then when the Torah is moitzit, midei kashus of shchita, that's because it's not mimina taina. Shchita and behemet tmei have nothing to do with each other. Toimar betreifa shahoyis lo shas hakoshe. A treifa is a cow. It's a sheep. It's an animal that does have a heter of shchita. So shchita is a meaningful process insofar as a behemoth ksher is concerned. It has a shas kosher. Right now, something happened to a behemoth. The Torah said the shchita can't be matarit. So that means that the shchita is meaningless. Of course, it's not a nevela. The Mishnah argues on this vort. So take back what you said. If you want to separate treifa from behemoth tmeo, because this has a shas kosher, it doesn't have a shas kosher, there's a pashta taina. What happens a behemoth that was born with an internal aver that's damaged, and so treif min abet never has shas hakoshe. Over there is the halacha that shchita is not mitaroso midei nevela. Loi, The Mishnah says no. There's still a fundamental chil between treif and behemet tmei, even without the fact that one never had a shas hakash and one didn't. Im amar to behemet tmei shekain ein b'mino shkita. We explained this way. This is the chor of the vort. Behemet tmei has no shaychis to shkita, the process of shkita. Toimar b'treif sheyesh b'mino shkita, and therefore the maskana of the Mishnah is, of course, the halacha the way we know it to be. That treifa, the shchita is moitzim in the nevel. The shchita is meaningful. It makes a chalois that it's a shchuta, and therefore it's not metametumus nevela. However, by the aver that's yotzo, we still can clear, and that's the machleik stanoim. The aver she yotzo and the Torah was mafkiet now as a new halacha. The Torah was mafkiet from the heter shchita of the aim al havlad. Maybe that now would be rendered in nevela, and it would have tumus nevela, tumas aver menachai. Based on this last definition, that which is moitzi, the shchita is moitzi midei nevelos, because it has b'mino shchita, the Mishnah is mechadosh halacha. Ben shmoyne, an uber of lad that's b'mei imo, that's not nishlam yimei bur, because it's only a ben shmoyne. And now it's born from an animal, chai, and it's not dead. Ein shchitosoy mitarosoy lefi she'ein b'minoy shchita. A ben shmoyne is a min that doesn't have shchita. So mel the halacha will be that a ben shmoyne, let's point out, the Gemara says in many places that a ben shmoyne, even though the zmano ibur is 9 months, occasionally animals give birth early. Lemaisa, an animal that's born b'chodesh hashmini is considered an nafel, you can't live. And memelo, he doesn't have a din shchita. He doesn't have a din to live. The shchita, if you'll quickly shech the behemoth that's yotze me'imo, a ben shmoyno, l'maisa, the animal does not have a heter achilo. If it doesn't have a heter achilo, so then by definition, it also doesn't have a heter to moitzim in den nevela. Why? Because it's ein b'mino shchita, doesn't have this distinction. The reason why treifa is moitzim in den nevela, not like a behemoth tmei, is because yesh b'mino, not ben shmoyno. So that'll be the halacha. It's a mitzvah that we don't have such a clear handle on, because we recognize ubrim that are born early, and many of them live. There's such a thing as preemies. But in the Gemara's terminology, there's a ben shiva, is a vlad which naturally human or animal that was formed early, and it could be born. But a ben shmoyno is an animal that's not fully formed, and it doesn't have a chance to live. It's an eifel. So if you checked it, it's not machshir la'achila, it's not matir la'achila, and l'chor then it's ain't b'min ishchitz, l'chor it should be nevela. That's the Mishnah's chiddush. The Gemara l'maisa brings a tana of a braisa that holds that a ben shmoyne is yet considered mino, it's for the same min, and then the Gemara says you need a bazunder and pasuk that's not moitzim de nevela, whereas treifa, there's also a bazunda exes. Akosvi doesn't hold the lumbus of the Mishnah. But that's the din. Mishnah hey. Hashaychas habehema umotzobo ben shmoyne chai oimeis. The Mishnah goes straight. Well, we just finished the Mishnah Dalid with a ben shmoyne. Now, the ben shmoyne could be viable and could be chai. Yeshechted the mother, which is why the Vlad is coming out. Naturally, the Vlad would have been inside the Me'ima for another month. Lemaisi yeshechted the mother now. It's not. It's, you have to deal with the uber. Or mace, what happens if that? During the shchita, the vlad now is dead. Oy ben tisha mace. Or there's a ben tisha which is dead. We pointed out before that the shchita of the mother is matir the vlad shebezoicha, even if the vlad is not alive anymore. Why? Because it's considered flesh shebetoich mei imoy. It's considered like part of the mother. Smell the shchita is matir. Whatever's going on inside the ben shmoyne, ben tisha, chai mace, it's matir. The Mishnah adds an extra chiddush to that. Koiroi. Koiroi means you can rip the animal apart. You want to eat the ben pakua? They had a head to shchita. Doesn't need a shchita. We don't want to sell it to my assigned to shech. But be'etzem koiroi, you could rip it apart, which means you could eat it without shchita. However, moitzi is dam, it's an isa dam. It means the dam that's betoich, the uber shabmei imoy, there's no reason why it shouldn't be like any other part of a live organism with dam is also. You have to get rid of the dam. The fact that the Mishnah says there's no issa dam, the Gemara takes as a klara indication Then the Mishnah means to say the chelev is mutter. Dam and chelev always go together. They're the two chalokim of every behemoth that are put in the mizbech, and the Torah words the isser chelev, the isser dam in those terms. Pasha saf. There's an isser to eat dam and isser to eat chelev, because those go on the mizbech. So if the Mishnah over here says umaytzi is domay, even on a ben pakur, there's an isser dam, that means the Mishnah is saying there's a heter on the chelev. This needs a makar. So bonu lidei ha-gemara, the Rav brings an arichus, that the isser of chelev, like we just said, is the fact that the Torah says it goes on the mizbech. The chelev of a ben pakur will never go on the mizbech because you can't be makir of a ben pakur. It has din of a shchuta, and an animal that's not a shchuta can't have then kabbalah halacha zrika and hakrova agabe mizbech. So the chelek of the ben pakur, the chelev, it has no shaychis with the regular chelev, which is also b'isakaris. However, the dam, even though the dam of a ben pakur, being that the behem is a shchuta, will never be dam that's nizrak agabe mizbech, here we have a very important distinction. This is already, the isser dam is discussed by Richus and Krisus. Over here also in the sugi. There's two levels of isser dam. One is the dam ha-nefesh, ki adam hu ha-nefesh, there's an isser chorus. The dam that's roi lezrika, like we said, if it's rachman son drunk by a human being, that carries with an einish of chorus. Other dam that comes out of a live animal, lemaisa only has an isser loisa, say. It doesn't have a chi of chorus, it's not dam ha-nefesh. And that would be true for the dam of a ben pakur also. So melam moitzis dam. You're right. It's takanat royal al gam mizbech. There's still no se dam. Chelav we have no such din. Either it's chelav that's royal al gam mizbech, and then there's an issa to eat it, or not. Look at the mafarshim, Tves Sol and others. They have another rationale for the chil between chelav and dam. The Torah says we pointed out in Mishnah Aleph v'chol ba'behema toichelu. The Gzeh Zakosav is that when you shech the behemoth, everything that's inside, this is where we learn how that's in Din Pim Bakua, everything that's inside the behemoth, Teichelu, has a head to Shechita. L'chayra, everything inside the behemoth means the Chelev also. The Chelev that's B'toich Gufa Uber is part of the Uber, and the Uber has a head to Shechita, and the head to shchit is on everything, so there has to be matter the chelev as well. Now, of course, the kol ba'behemet chelev is not matter the chelev of the mother. That's the chelev that Torah is talking about. That's also, but the heter bazunder the heter of techelu of kol ba'behemet would be matter the chelev. The dam is not ba'behemet. It's not of the uber because dam. It's hard to understand the mitzvahs, but the dam of the vlad and the dam of the mother are mu'uruv. Mistama means because in the embryonic cord between the mother and the vlad, the dam is nivla, going from one direction to another in order to be mazin the vlad, to bring nutrients into the vlad that's growing an embryo. Therefore, klape the dam, it's considered dam of the mother, and dam of the mother certainly you have to get rid of. It's not dam of the vlad. It's dam of the mother, which happens to be now in the guf ha-vlad. That's epis, such a mashmoy shtetim before Hashem. The sides for the rationale that we explained before. Motzo ben tisho chai. Let's say he shechted an animal, and inside the mei ha aim that was shechted, he found a fully formed animal, a ben tisho and its chai. Ton shchita. That is a din of a live animal. There is no heter of ben pakua. Remei holds that a fully formed animal has a din of a behemoth b'fnei atzma. The Torah is only talking about ba behemoth, whatever needs the mother to live. If it needs the mother to live, either it's a ben shmoinu, ben shiva, whatever it is, or it's a ben tisha mace, and it doesn't have a koyach chiyus bifnei atzmoy, so then it's part of the mother, ba'behemet techel is a heter ben pakua. But an animal which is fully independent, grad it hasn't been born yet, but ba'etzma could subsist on its own, so then it does not have the din. Not only that, v'chai v'oyser es benoy, has the din of a separate animal, even though the mother was shechted, with the vlad inside, it's considered two separate organisms, and then there's the issa that we'll learn about, Mitzvah Hashem, the next few prokim, of shechting the mother and the vlad b'yayim echad. This issa will be it. It's a fully formed animal, divrei Reb Meir. V'achon moim, no, shchitas imay mitarosoi. This mitarosoi means not only mitarosoi m'dein evel, but it means it's mutav achilu. They hold that a fully live animal, even though it's fully capable of living, l'maisev, it's not born yet, it's not considered a b'behem b'fnei atzmai. The Gemara is Moisiv, the din that we've pointed out a few times, that's Maris Ayin. A Bentisha, Lamais is going to come out of the mother's stomach after you shech the mother. It's walking around. So Mela is a Marasayin, so therefore you'll shechta mid Rabbanu. It's a famous Shaila. What when you have a shechita, a mitzvah shechita, that's only at Marasayin, will you make a brocha? Is that considered a mitzvah shechita, or it's a mitzvah to do a Chazal said in order not to create any Marasayin problems? It's never a shame if a mitzvah make a brocha. Same thing, there's a din bad lokas ner Chanukah, where a person has two entrances, he lights of the Ikka entrance, the other entrance, people are going to see an entrance of the Chotzer without a hadlokas, you have to light the Pnei Achshad. Do you have to make a broch on the second one also? A Maisa Mitzvah that's done, Altsmara sign, has a Shem Maisa Mitzvah or not? Shkav HaShayla. The place can make the Tzushta between the two. Reb Shimish Zuri Yomer, here we have another day, Afilu Ben Shmoyne Shonim, even if the animal is fully grown, and the animal lived for years, it was healthy, it was pulled out of the mother's rechem after Shkitas Hayim. Chayush basoda, the animal is functioning, it's alive, it's healthy. Shkitas Yimim Darosay, there's no din derabbanan, like we just said. Chazal will never go on a ben pakur that needs another Shkita. However, Kiro, let's say the mother was never shechted, the mother was shot, or the mother died. There's a dead animal, you open up the dead animal, and a Vlad is there, cut it off from the mother, and I have a live animal. It's years later. Vira Vada, there was no heter on the mother was never shechted, the mother died, the mother was shot. So over there, Motzah Bementisha Chaya Vada, Ton Shchitl, Efishalay Nishchitayimah, the mother was never shechted. Chayyad is Dim is Pashur. The Tesemtu just points out, you're going to say, the Pasuk says, V'chol Behemu, Ba Behemu Teichelu. Anything that's inside an animal, teichelu, maybe means without shkita at all. It's hard to understand what the rationale would be, but that's what the Mefarshim say.